Hey guys, it's Freakmaster, and today we're going to be looking at some of the weirdest musical instruments of all time. Two examples would be the theremin, which you might have heard of, and the cheese drums, which you definitely haven't. But before I start, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and email me at freakymeisterpodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out my website at squarerootstudios.com/freakymeister, which is where my podcasts come out first. So, as you heard from the intro, we are doing the weirdest musical instruments ever. And to start, we're going to talk about the theremin. This was invented by Leon Theremin. So, he was an inventor. And basically what he made was a really, really weird instrument that's basically used for any electronic sound, weird sci-fi sound effect, because it sounds really interesting. Basically, it's the daddy of weird instruments, and one of the very first times electronics were used specifically to create music. Notable for its eerie sound, contactless playing technique, and its use in science fiction movies, Leon Theremin, great name, went down in musical history for this one. It was used memorably in Miklos Rozsa's soundtrack for Spellbound and The Lost Weekend, and Bernard Herrmann's soundtrack for The Day the Earth Stood Still. So, this is what it sounds like. So, the next one we have on the list is actually an instrument called the Hornucopian Drone Pipe. Basically, it's an entirely 3D printed instrument designed by Monad Studio, and Eric Glomberg and Veronica Zalkberg, with musician/luthier Scott F. Hall. And it's just one of a set of rather dystopian-looking instruments which together form an art installation. The other instruments are two-string piezoelectric violin, a one-string travel electric bass guitar, one-string piezoelectric mono-violin cello, and a small didgeridoo. So, yeah, this is what it sounds like. So, for the next instrument, we have the hyperbass flute. How about that for some seriously low-end flute? This aptly named flautist foghorn is the largest member of the flute family, containing over 15 meters in piping. It's a relatively new instrument, and according to early reports, the tone is still under refinement, as it's a bit growly. We don't care. It's massive and weird. So this is what it sounds like. So for our next instrument, we have the octobass. It was constructed in 1850 by a certifiable genius and fan of massive string instruments, Jean-Baptiste Vuillem. The octobass is a chuffing massive double bass that stands at 3.48 meters tall. It's ridiculous, seeing as it's too big to play with the hands, so there's elaborate foot pedals to make it possible. Apparently Bela Rose was a fan, and wrote about it in his treatise on orchestration. So this is what it sounds like. The next one we have is kind of like the theremin, but more interesting. It's the badgerman. So, you've come to terms with the idea of the theremin. It's fine, a bit of electronics, a spooky noise. Nothing to worry about, right? Well, perhaps it's time you look at the badgerman. Just take a look at that word again. Badgerman. It's a badger crossed with the theremin. It's a badgerman. And, definitely, pictures will be in the description, because you guys should check this out. And, of course, it sounds like a normal theremin. The next one we have is the pyrophone organ, otherwise known as the fire organ or the explosion organ. Seriously, the pyrophone organ is powered by combustion, which means that, to play it, a certain part of it needs to be on fire. Of course, it's all perfectly safe. The organ itself can be powered by propane and gasoline, and the explosions that force exhaust down the pipes to make the sounds can be regulated. But still, it's an explosion organ. Please stand back. And this is what it sounds like. So the next one we have is the Sharpsichord. Henry Dagg has one of the coolest sounding job titles ever, Sound Sculptor. In his amazingly awesome role as Sound Sculptor, Dagg invented the equally cool sounding instrument known as the Sharpsichord. It's actually a gargantuan pin barrel harp that contains 11 cylinders, and the pins strike internal strings as they rotate. The next one we have is the Great Stalagpipe Organ, invented by the superbly named Leland W. Sprinkle in 1956 and situated in an underground cave in Virginia. The Great Stalagpipe Organ works by tapping on ancient stalactites with rubber mallets, all connected to a console that looks like a traditional organ. One of the popular stories surrounding the invention of organ says that Sprinkle got the idea when his son hit his head on one of the stalactites, producing a low, vibrating hum from the cave. And this is what it sounds like. The next one we have is the sea organ. This barmy yet ambitious project sought to turn the sea itself into a musician by using the reconstructed seafront in Zadar, Croatia, as a ginormous organ. The pipes underneath the promenade react to the waves as they crash in, creating harmonious sounds that tourists flock to come and experience. So this is what they sound like. The next one we have is a cello horn. It's another self-explanatory title. This hybrid made the pages of Popular Science Monthly magazine back in 1936. The sound was created by bowing the strings, and then came out of the brass horn instead of by the traditional wooden body, reportedly producing a sound somewhere between strings and brass. The next one we have is the Cross-Granger Kangaroo Pouch Tone Tool. When it comes to names, this instrument from Percy Granger takes the biscuit. The Cross-Granger Kangaroo Pouch Tone Tool is an insane idea anyway. Using rolls of paper and a series of oscillators to produce a sound not too dissimilar to a series of air raid sirens going off. The next one we have is the Singing Ringing Tree. This incredible bit of engineering is part sculpture, part musical instrument. Overlooking Burnley in Lancashire, it was created in 2006 and is made up of a series of pipes that sound when the wind blows them. It has a range of several octaves and reportedly has a slightly discordant choral sound. You think they might have tuned it. This is what it sounds like. The next one we have is the cheese drums. Conclusive proof that cheese does not give you nightmares, but it might keep you awake. Made from what appears to be a healthy speed of cheese genres, this kit probably won't survive too much percussive battering. Best to play it with hay or filly. The next one we have is a fluba, the brainchild of legendary tubist and general low-end enthusiast Jim Self. With the help of brass manufacturer Rob Stewart, the fluba is exactly what you might imagine it is, a hybrid of a flugelhorn and a tuba, which means that it's a tuba-sized flugelhorn. Self-explanatory, really. And that's it. You can email me at freakymeisterpodcast@gmail.com with your favorite instrument, or post it in the comments below. And you can check out my website at squarerootstudios.com/freakymeister. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more podcasts just like this. So the sources for everything will be in the description, along with the audio where I got them. Most of them are YouTube videos, and all of the links will be in the description. Anyway, thanks, and see you guys next time. Bye.